Heavenly God, as your word is read and heard and preached and lived out, help us to have it be a light unto our feet and a guide unto our path this for today and for the rest of our lives. Amen. We go back to the Last Supper, the teaching of Jesus at the Last Supper to those who are dearest to him. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another paraclete to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides in you, and he is in you. This is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On the table, I meant to tell you, on the table in front of you, you have today's scriptures from John 14, and then we also have the scriptures that we will be running through as we have the sermon today. And you might need it as a guide. Our passage is from the Last Supper, as I said. This is Jesus telling each and every individual disciple what he wants them to hear before he leaves them and goes to the cross and the empty tomb and then ascends into heaven. Listen up. Listen now. This is what you must remember when I'm no longer with you in the flesh. Listen to this. I actually will always be with you until the end of the age. I am giving you my Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus' Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God Almighty, is in you. Is in you. Jesus himself is always part of you. Take in a breath. Take out a breath. You have breathed in and out the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have a paraclete who's with you forever. The Spirit of truth teaches and reminds and comforts and guides and sticks with you through everything. The Holy Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. Now, today's sermon is not directed at the church universal. It is not, I'm not speaking in generalities, timeless truths for you to hear. I am speaking directly to each and every one of you. I wish we had the time and the wherewithal and for me to sit down and look you each in the eye and say, this is what you need to know about God's Holy Spirit in your life. I wish we had the time. I have a deep and abiding love and outlook of humanity. In the beginning, God. And God created you. God created you in the image and likeness of God. And he declared that you're not only good, you're very good. Now, believe it or not, I can get really grumpy and out of sorts when I'm in traffic jams or I'm watching the news or someone is gossiping to me. As much as I can be unhappy in those moments, I can never lose the joy because the joy of the Lord is within us. John 1:3-1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Repeat after me, the Father loves me. I am a child of God. And Peter takes it a step further. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. Repeat after me. I have been chosen by God.
I have been chosen by God.
God made me royalty.
God made me royalty.
God made me holy.
God made me holy.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
We are awesomely and wonderfully and uniquely made in the image and likeness of God. Say amen. Thank you, Ralph. That's in my notes. Amen. But there are those liars who are forever trying to tear us down. In chapter 8 of John, the Lord says, the devil is a liar, the father of lies. And Peter says, keep alert, like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking to devour you. That liar devil is always trying to tear you down. That liar devil is always trying to separate you from the people you love and the love of God in Jesus Christ. That liar devil tries to tie you up in knots, and those knots are made of chain. Though you just proclaimed God loves you and that I am a child of God, and that every breath you take is the very breath of God, that devil can lie and is very convincing. The devil usually doesn't come around and say, hey now, I'm going to tell you some lies. And then you're going to believe those lies, and then we're going to go from there, and you're going to believe me and follow me. The devil's going to come and say, you know, I have a great plan for you. Follow this plan. And it's a big lie. And it's a big lie. Very subtle, very convincing. And the best defense is a good offense. When you feel tied up in chains of knots, pick up the sword of the Spirit and break the chains. There's our image for today, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Ephesians chapter 6, 17. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is who I am. The Father loves me. I am a child of God. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. I have been chosen by God. God has made me royalty. God has made me holy. I am a child of God. There's another liar. It's not out there, it's in here. It's a lie we carry in our breasts. It's fear. Fear. Fear is a liar. Yep, I just quoted Zach Williams in his song. Williams sings, fear told you you're not good enough. You're not right enough. You're not strong enough to put up a good fight. You're not worthy. You're not loved. You're not beautiful. You'll never be enough. Fear is a liar. William sings, the fear will take your breath away, and he's wrong. Fear cannot take our breath away because you are breathing the breath of God. Amen. William sings, fear will stop you in your steps. That is, try to stop you in your steps because the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, is walking with you, walking ahead of you. And when you try to stop in your steps, when that devil fear tries to stop you, the Holy Spirit is there giving you a good push. And if you can't walk, you all know that old poem, Footprints. When you can't walk, the Holy Spirit of God will carry you. Fear is a liar. William sings, it will steal your happiness. Maybe. We're not happy all the time, but can never steal our joy. And because we have the fruit of the Spirit in us, we know this to be the truth. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You have those. They're there. William sings, cast your fear in the fire. Give your fear over to the fire of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Spirit of truth. To answer that liar of fear, go to the Spirit of truth. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, Romans 8:15. This resurrected life you have received from God is not timid or grave-tending life. It's adventurous, expectant, greeting God with a childlike bravado. Well, God, well, Dad, what's next? God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who He is, and we know who we are, Father and children. And we know we're going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance of love. Time and again, Jesus tells the disciples, "Fear not, it is I. Take courage." In Mount Transfiguration, when they're cowering, Jesus walks over, one of my favorite moments in all of the scriptures, Jesus walks over and touches them and says, "Stand up, fear not." And they go then to Jerusalem. In our passage today, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." Hebrews 13:6, we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid." Psalm 56:3, "When I really get afraid," and I do, really get afraid, "I come to you, and I'm proud to praise you. And I can feel fearless now because I trust in my God." Repeat after me, "Fear is a liar." Repeat after me as we pray with Isaiah. "Fear not, for I am God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you." Now, there's another liar that's in here that I'm constantly hearing. Believing or not believing, it depends on the season. It depends on how I'm feeling at the moment. The liar is the voices in my head that say, "I'm not enough." And yes, I just quoted Lauren Daigle. And she isn't talking about psychosis, hearing voices. But the very real lives that we tell ourselves that we are not enough. That we don't measure up. The answer to that lie that says we're not enough is found in the Spirit of truth. Take up the sword of the Spirit to break those chains, and the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Repeat after me. The Spirit of truth abides in me.
The Spirit of truth abides in me.
The Spirit of truth lives in me. Now, every day when I'm going through life, I don't often quote the prophet Zephaniah. In fact, I usually don't even quote the old boy in here in church. But today, listen to what Zephaniah says to us. "The Lord your God is with you. The mighty one will save you. The Lord is happy with you. You rest in his love, and he sings and is joyful about you." One last time, repeat after me. God is with me. The mighty one has saved me. The Lord is happy with me. God sings joyful songs about me. Ask you to pray with me through the words first of Lauren Daigle. "The only thing that matters now is everything, Lord, that you think of me. In you I find my worth. In you I find my identity. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, you say I am yours, and I believe. I believe what you say to me. I believe." We continue our prayer. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Give me strength to ignore the lies of the devil and fear and my own doubts. Help us to hear and know the words, "You are my beloved child." Help us to realize these words were directed not just to Christ, but to me every day. Help me to know the Paraclete is in my heart, leading and guiding, helping and loving and making Jesus present in me. Help me to know just now, when I took a breath, I am breathing your Holy Spirit into me. When I breathe out, I breathe you into the world around me. Help me to believe the Spirit of truth, that I am a beloved child of God. Help me to know the amazing grace that I have been set free and the chains are broken, shattered by the sword of the Spirit, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. Help me not to believe the lies, but the truth. I ask, like Pilate did, what is truth? And you answer, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, is truth. The truth is we are children of God, beloved, cherished, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, God's own people. Help me to fear not, because you are with me always until the end of the age. With you, O God, for us, when you, O God, are for us, nothing can be against us or hold us back. In you, I am more than a conqueror through your love. Help me to know that I am made in your image and likeness, and that I'm not just good, but you have made me very good. Let me feel that goodness. Lord, I pray you touch the heart of each person here. Let them hear the truth of your love, your salvation. Let their hearts feel the peace which surpasses all understanding. We are awesomely, uniquely, and wonderfully made in your image and likeness, O God. Let us know everything that brings us down is a lie. Help each person here sing out, "I'm no longer a slave to lies, for I am a child of God." Amen.